Food phone number 66, the big shits. Switch, and here we go.
Today's story written by the irrepressible Max W. Chips.
Come on, Stu. I thought you wanted me to help you make fun phone tapes.
That's right, but you just have to wait until I've listened to Dial-A-Joke. I have to make sure that they're not stealing any of my material.
Don't be foolish. I'm sure they wouldn't stoop so low as to plagiarize your material.
Oh, yeah? Then how come every time they play a certain joke 2 weeks later, I have the same thing? There's obviously foul play afoot. Now you just sit there and be quiet till I'm done calling.
Hello? Hello? What's going on? I don't hear anything.
Hello, party. This is the special operator.
Special operator? What's so special about you? Is the number disconnected or something?
No, sir.
Well, then what's the problem?
I'm sorry, sir, but the telephone company is temporarily out of service.
Oh, well, as long as it's... What? Temporarily out of service? How can the whole phone company be out of order?
Stu, when did you ever know the phone company to work like they're supposed to?
You idiot, I've got an operator online who's serious about this.
Operator, are you serious about this?
Yes, sir. If you excuse the expression, I'm not just handing you a line.
Oh, you're a regular live wire. How about telling me what's going on?
Certainly. It all started 100 years ago in a dusty basement in Boston, Massachusetts, where Alexander Bell and his sidekick Tom Watson were working on a way to bring the people of Boston closer together. You understand that they hadn't invented busing yet. And in the middle of their experiments, poor Alex spilled some Drano on his hands, and would you believe it, just that moment the telephone rang. Well, Mr. Bell couldn't answer the phone because he'd get Drano and probably a lot of dissolved skin tissue all over the handset. So we called his good buddy Tom. Tom, hey Tom, come here a minute, will ya? And from these humble beginnings, the two started their very own company. And it was only a matter of time.
Get to the point!
I was getting there. Well, the point is that they got too big.
You mean they became a monopoly?
Honestly, sir, I don't see what parlor games have to do with the telephone company. If you want to waste my valuable time with that kind of nonsense, then you can just take a walk on the boardwalk for all I care. Good day.
Wait! Hello? Hello?
Finally get tired of Dial-A-Joke?
No, the phone just went dead. I think something fishy's going on.
Oh, you mean about the big phone company switchover? Sure, I thought you knew all about that.
Switchover? What switchover?
It seems that the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors has ordered Pacific Telephone to give control of the Encino area over to the other company, General Telephone.
Hold on! Whoa, you mean my phone service is going to be changed from Pacific to General without my permission? Without warning? Without giving the residents of Encino a chance to evacuate? Why don't they take the case to court?
The phone companies prefer not to make an issue of it.
What about the Public Utilities Commission? Can't they do anything?
Nope, they're under pressure from the groups who say the Bell system's too powerful.
How about Washington, D.C.? Surely the Federal Communications Commission has the authority to stop this.
Wrong again. Day before yesterday, they got switched over to something called the Mud River Telephone Company and Volunteer Fire Department. For all practical purposes, Washington is cut off from civilization.
So are we if the switchover takes effect.
It's already taking effect. Look out the window.
Oh my God, where did all those gorillas come from?
Those aren't gorillas, you baboon. Those are telephone linemen. Looks like there's one on every telephone pole.
Oh no, this is terrible. Do you know what will happen if we switch over to General Telephone? It'll take 2 hours to get a dial tone. Every time I try to call the operator, I'll get a wrong number. The sun will stop shining and the grass won't grow. My hair will turn into linguine.
Take it easy, Stu. A lot of people get by with General Telephone.
The name must be the silent majority. Have you ever seen one of those GTE transmitters? They'll probably get better results if they made them out of Jell-O.
Stu, calm down. You're becoming more incoherent than usual. Try to take your mind off it. I think it's time we got to work on those fun phone tapes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. After all, it's not the end of the world, right?
That's right. General Telephone is not as bad as a 9.7 earthquake or a nuclear attack.
Huh?
Oh, forget I said that. Let's get started.
You sure you want to stay? It's getting late, you know.
Oh, that's all right. We only have one tape to go anyway.
Okay, Stan, give me a countdown and I'll begin the tape.
Right, start recording in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Hello, this is Funphone, 24-hour-a-day recorded telephone entertainment. What more could you want from life? And this tape is for Monday. No!
What's happening?
That light just burned out. Luckily, I keep a spare in the drawer. Here, you're closer than I am. You think you can replace a light bulb in the dark?
Of course I can. You think I'm some kind of mumbloid idiot or something? Give me that thing.
Okay, here. Now, while you're doing that, I'll just rewind the tape here. Hold on a minute, Stan.
I'm almost done, Stu.
Wait, what kind of a light bulb are you putting in there? What brand is that? Oh, I hope it's not a...
Oh.
Ah! Ah!
Oh.
Ah!
Ugh.
You had to pick a GTE Sylvania. You had to pick a GTE Sylvania.
What are you talking about? You're the stupor who bought it. All I did was screw it in.
More like you screwed it up.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you had tried to do it, you'd probably stand still while you had 1,000 other guys turn the house around.
Listen, you marinated mushroom.
If I'm a marinated mushroom, then you're a roasted philodendron sautéed for 3 minutes at 250 degrees in hollandaise sauce, served with artichoke hearts and root beer.
Why, you regurgitation breath, you!
I don't have to take that from you, tapioca eyelids. This is the last time I help you with your stupid flub phone recordings. Good riddance.
That's garage ass breath. Huh? Is that the phone? I hardly recognize it with that general telephone ring. It'll sure take getting used to.
Hello?
Hello, party. This is the special operator.
Not you again. Called to rub salt in the wounds, right? You know how much I dislike GTE, and you called just to rub it in, right? You're a real sickie, even for an operator.
Now, wait just a minute. Just wait a phone picking minute. I called to bring you good news.
What? Did you say good news?
That's right, good news.
Oh, boy, you mean I'm not going to be put under general telephone after all?
That's right, sir. Instead, Encino's telephone service is going to be controlled by the post office. Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful! That's terrible! Now it'll take 2 months just to get a message across town! Oh, no, I can see it now. No service on Sundays. Rate hikes every year. Christmas rush. No calls after December 15th. Long zip codes to dial. Ah!
Ah!